A very good evening.
Thank you.
On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Yuma Lamed Tes, Yuma 39A, pagination, page 77, starting the new perek. About 15 lines from the top. Taref Bekalpi, he would grasp into the box. Veher lo shnei goralos, and he would bring out two raffles. Echad kosav alav lashem, one of them said lashem to Hashem, this is the one that's going to be the carbon brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Veechad kosav alav la'azazel, and the other one said la'azazel, that's the one that's going to be taken away from the Beis HaMikdash and be thrown off a cliff. Hasgan b'mino, rosh b'sav mismolo, and we know this was done with the ceremony, that the Sgan, the assistant Kohen Gadol, is on one side, on the right, and the Rosh Beisav, the head of the Kohanim, that family, was on the left. Im shol shem ola b'imino, if the right hand had the one that says, La Hashem, Hasigan omer lo ishi Kohen Gadol, my master, the Kohen Gadol, agbea yimincho, raise your right hand. Prestige, that it's holding Hashem designation. Vim shol shem ola b'smolo, Rosh Beisav omer lo ishi Kohen Gadol, agbea smolcha, the person on his left would say, raise your left hand to show the prestige. And then, Nosnan al Shnei Hasi'irim, he would place them onto each of the goats that was one on each side. Va'omer, and he would designate the one that's to Hashem. For the Karban, La Hashem Chatos, and he would declare it a Chatos, a Karban Chatos. Now, what's very interesting over here is, as we see on Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom, Omer Rabbi Yanai tells us, Alias Goral Mitoch Kalpi Ma'akeves, lifting it out of that box, meaning doing the raffle is Ma'akev. That's a necessary part of the Yom Kippur process. It's based on a pasuk. Asher ola olav hagayro lashem, that the lottery designated it for Hashem, for a carbon. That word goral shows up in Parshas Acharemos. That's necessary. Hanocha eina ma'akeves, but to place it onto the correct animal, that's not required. And the way the Rambam words it, it could be done by a zar, by a non-kohen. But the goral itself, to make the goral, that was necessary, and therefore this taraf bakalpi, pushing your hands into this box that only had room for your two hands, so there's no manipulation, and you'd pull it out, that had to be done as part of the Yom Kippur process. Let's look at the Gemara over here. Welcome, Larry. The Gemara, back on Amud Aleph, Lomoli taraf bakalpi. Why does he have to push his hands into this box? So that he doesn't have intent as to which one he's trying to get. Maybe he knows ways to manipulate. Why would a person want to manipulate? What does he care which animal is which? Because it was very prestigious to get the Lahashem one, the carbon one, in the right hand. Now, even though I guess one would think odds is a 50-50, if that's how odds work when you come to a goral in the Beis HaMikdash, I'm not sure how the odds work. But the fact is that if it came in the right hand, it was considered a simen tov, it was considered a good omen. We're told, in fact, later on the daf, that in the time of Rav Shimon, in the time of Shimon HaTzadik, the Kohen Gadol, in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, so, 40 years, it always showed up in the right hand. Later on the daf, on Amud Beis, we find out that in the time of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, towards the end of the second Beis HaMikdash, the goral definitively did not come up on the right side, And during the other years, sometimes it was right, sometimes it was left, but it was considered a big omen to be on the right. And therefore, we don't want him staging it, because then it's not a goral anymore, and then you're not really doing what the Torah said, that there should be a goral, a lottery, as to which animal is designated for the korban and which one is sent la'azazel. Now, the Gemara here, on the second line of Gemara, has a fascinating balance in terms of what was the status of the box that held these two lottery pieces. So we know that these two lottery pieces originally were made of eshkeroa, out of wood. We encountered that a few blot earlier when we saw that one of the Kohanim Gedolim upgraded it and made it into zahav. But the box itself remained wood. Amar Rava. Rava tells us, Kalpi shel eitz haisa. This box was made out of wood. Vishel chol haisa. And they remained, they kept its status to be non-kadosh, non-sanctified for the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'inu machzekes el shtei yadayim. And the third trivia piece of it is that it only had room for two hands. You couldn't start fishing around there or looking in. You put your hands in, and that's what there was room for.
Get the LaHashem card.
To get the LaHashem card, you couldn't stage it.
But was it meritorious for the Kohen who picked it, or was it meritorious for the Jewish people?
Both.
Correctly?
Both.
Or came out in a better way?
But sometimes a tzaddik of a Kohen Gadol could carry the day. Mm-hmm. Like in the time of Shimon HaTzaddik, I'm not positive that the generation was necessarily, you know, but he carried the day. Shimon HaTzaddik, 40 years, this is the way it is. It always shows up on the right side, and there were other simonim also that were very special in his time. Maskif lo Ravino. Ravino asked, Bishlo min ha-machzekes al shtei yadayim. I understand why there's only room for two hands. Kiechad ala l'chaven v'lishko, so that you shouldn't start paying attention and taking the right one into the right hand. Okay. El shachol, why does it have to be non-Beis HaMikdash box? Nekadcha. Make it holy. Designated for the Beis HaMikdash. Gemara says they can't do that. In Cain Havala Kaleshores Shel Eitz, it would be something of service in the Beis HaMikdash made of wood. Ukleshores de Eitz Lo Avdinon, and we don't have anything made out of wood as a klishores, as an article of service. Can't do wood as an article of service. Vanavda de Kesef, so make it into silver. Vanavda de Zov, make it into gold. And the Gemara says a principle which we need to know how far to take this principle, but the principle is HaTorah Chosso Amamonon Shal Yisrael. The Torah had mercy on the money of the Jewish people, and therefore this box, which was not an intrinsic part of the service, and therefore did not have to become Kadosh to begin with, so you're going to make it Kadosh. You're going to have to make it out of silver. We don't put such a tax, such a responsibility on the Jewish people. It's expensive without good cause. I mean, the whole Beis HaMikdash is expensive, but it's expensive without good cause, and therefore we don't do it. And therefore we left the box as chol, because if it had been kadosh, you would have to upgrade it to a prestigious medal. Okay. So the Torah cares about our money. So, again, the obvious question we took care of. I mean, it cares about our money, but we use money for lots of things. We eat kosher, we pay tuition, we do lots of mitzvahs. The answer is, if it's necessary, so then of course we do it. We're very discriminating about the way we spend our money. We'll spend it very generously if it's the right place, and we're very stingy if it's the wrong place. That video game, I just don't have money for it. I'm sorry. But in 2 seconds, a person who's needy will get the $5 bill, a $50 bill, a $100 bill. I mean, if that's what it calls for, we'll do it. Okay. What about an Esrig box? An Esrig box is also a box. People make it out of silver. What's going on? The Torah, the Gemara here says that we couldn't make this box in the Beis HaMikdash out of silver. We couldn't do it. The Torah has mercy on the money of the Jewish people.
That's communal money.
Ah, oh, very nice. Very nice. If an individual has the ability to go ahead and enhance the mitzvah, beautiful. But to go to the community and say, you're obligated, we were very cautious. The Torah doesn't want to do that. Now, just bear in mind how counterintuitive this is. An esrog box is not even part of the mitzvah. This box was at least supporting a mitzvah as it's getting done. The esrog box is there to hold the esrog when it's not being used. So the Chashuke Chemed, Rav Zilberstein, quotes from the Sefer Hasidim. Sefer Hasidim says, listen, you have money, you have assets, what do? You put it in a special argaz, a special chest. You have a safe. So when you put a mitzvah into storage, like an esrog, you should also put it in a special place. But it's not obligatory, and it's not at the time of the mitzvah, and had it been a communal thing, we would back off and say no obligation. But because it's a personal thing, and it depends on each individual, if you're capable of enhancing the mitzvah, it's the proper thing to do. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.